Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. There are places in the world where rules are less important than kindness by Carlo Rovelli is a short, wide-ranging collection of reflections that blends physics, philosophy, and civic conscience. Known for making complex ideas approachable, Rovelli uses essays, talks, and occasional pieces to explore how scientific thinking connects to daily life and public debate. Rather than presenting a single linear argument, the book offers a mosaic of themes: the beauty and limits of knowledge, the ethics of how we live together, and the humility that comes from recognizing uncertainty. Rovelli's voice is both playful and serious, moving from questions about time and reality to concerns about education, culture, and political rhetoric. Readers encounter a scientist who sees curiosity as a moral practice and clarity as a form of respect. The title captures the spirit of the book. Rules matter, but human decency and understanding often matter more, especially when knowledge is incomplete and the world is shared. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, science as a human endeavor, not a cold machine. A central theme is that science is not merely a set of technical results, but a deeply human activity shaped by creativity, error, debate, and historical context. Rovelli emphasizes that scientific knowledge grows through communities that argue, test, revise, and sometimes abandon cherished ideas. This makes science powerful, but it also makes it fallible and alive. He portrays the scientific mindset as a practice of intellectual honesty, stating what we know, clarifying what we do not, and being willing to change our minds when evidence demands it. That stance becomes a model for civic conversation as well. Instead of treating science as an authority that ends discussion, he frames it as a disciplined form of questioning that can enrich culture, art, and philosophy. The reader is invited to appreciate that uncertainty is not weakness but a feature of genuine inquiry. By highlighting the human side of discovery, Rovelli also undercuts the myth that scientific thinking is incompatible with wonder or meaning. In his hands, science becomes a way to cultivate humility, curiosity, and a richer relationship with the world. Secondly, physics, reality, and the productive discomfort of not knowing. Rovelli returns repeatedly to the idea that modern physics challenges intuitive pictures of reality. Rather than offering a simple list of facts, he uses accessible reflections to show why concepts like time, causality, and objects can look different when examined through contemporary scientific frameworks. The point is not to overwhelm readers with equations, but to illuminate how physics forces us to refine our categories and accept that everyday language can mislead when applied beyond its natural domain. He treats the frontier of knowledge as a space where confusion is normal and even valuable, because it signals that we are encountering something genuinely new. This theme also becomes philosophical. If our best theories remain incomplete, then confidence should be tempered with openness. Rovelli suggests that progress often comes from reimagining basic assumptions, not just adding more data. In that sense, physics becomes a lesson in intellectual flexibility. Readers may come away with a deeper appreciation for why scientific understanding changes, why experts disagree, and why the unknown is not a void, but a landscape of potential insight. Thirdly, philosophy as a partner to science, not its opponent. Another important topic is the relationship between scientific inquiry and philosophical reflection. Rovelli argues, implicitly and sometimes directly, that the two disciplines can strengthen each other when they share a commitment to clarity and careful reasoning. Philosophy can help articulate the question science is truly asking, examine hidden assumptions, and explore the implications of scientific ideas for concepts like truth, explanation, and meaning. At the same time, science can discipline philosophy by keeping it connected to the world and to methods that reliably check claims. Rovelli resists caricatures in which philosophy is dismissed as useless or science is portrayed as spiritually empty. Instead, he presents thinking itself as a continuum. Curiosity leads to questions, questions demand concepts, and concepts demand scrutiny. He also highlights the cultural dimension of knowledge, suggesting that our intellectual traditions, from ancient thinkers to modern debates, form a shared toolkit for making sense of experience. For readers, this is an invitation to treat big questions seriously without drifting into dogma. The book models how to be rigorous without being rigid, and reflective without losing touch with evidence. Fourthly, kindness, rules, and the ethics of living together. The title signals a moral and social thread. Rules and systems matter, but they cannot replace empathy, context, and human judgment. Rovelli explores how communities function not only through laws and procedures, but through mutual recognition and care. He points toward situations where strict rule following can become a substitute for thinking, and where bureaucracy or ideology can excuse cruelty. Kindness in this sense is not sentimentality but an ethical stance that asks what helps real people thrive. He also connects this to intellectual life. The way we argue, teach, and share knowledge should reflect respect for others and awareness of inequality. Science and education, he suggests, are public goods that work best when they are inclusive and oriented toward human flourishing. This topic resonates in contemporary life, where social media outrage and polarized politics reward certainty and punishment. Ravelli's reflections encourage readers to slow down, understand complexity, and prioritize humane outcomes over winning arguments. The overall message is that a decent society depends on both fair rules and the capacity to interpret them wisely, especially when reality does not fit tidy categories. Lastly, culture, education, and the responsibility of intellectuals, Ravelli also addresses the role of culture and education in shaping a healthier public sphere. He presents learning as a form of liberation, expanding what people can notice, imagine, and do. The book suggests that scientific literacy is not only about understanding discoveries, but about acquiring habits of thought, distinguishing evidence from assertion, recognizing uncertainty, and valuing coherent explanations. But no, alongside this, Ravelli defends the broader cultural ecosystem that includes literature, history, and philosophy, implying that societies are strongest when they nurture multiple ways of knowing. Intellectuals, in his view, have responsibilities to communicate clearly, to avoid performative complexity, and to resist the temptation to use expertise as a weapon. He also hints at the dangers of anti-intellectual attitudes and the erosion of trust in institutions, arguing that rebuilding trust requires transparency and humility from experts as much as it requires openness from the public. For readers, this topic frames the book as more than personal reflection. It becomes a call to participate in culture, support education, and practice a public-minded curiosity that can make communities more resilient and less fearful of complexity. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy short, thought-provoking essays and who want a bridge between big scientific ideas and everyday moral and civic life. It works well for curious non-specialists, students looking for inspiration beyond textbooks, and anyone who appreciates a reflective voice that can move from physics to public discourse without pretending that one field answers everything. The benefits are practical as well as intellectual. Ravelli encourages habits that improve life comfort with uncertainty, willingness to revise opinions, patience with complexity, and a preference for humane judgment over rigid rule following. These attitudes can make readers better learners, better conversational partners, and more resilient when facing confusing information or polarized debates. Compared to many popular science collections that focus mainly on dazzling facts, this book stands out for its integration of science with ethics, culture, and responsibility. It offers a distinctive perspective of the scientific mind as a model of humility and kindness as a guiding principle when knowledge and rules fall short. If you want a compact book that sparks reflection across disciplines and leaves you thinking differently about both reality and society, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Carlo Ravelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.